Got to mention the fact that the reason you've been away for a while is you had the surgery on the vocal cords. What was that like to go through? Because that must be so nerve-wracking for someone just to be like, oh, yeah, you know the thing that you rely on for your entire career?
Yeah.
We're going to cut into that and see what happens.
Exactly. No, that was really the... But for me, it was a mix of being so scared but also very relieved, because I was having so much trouble singing and had basically no confidence, you know, going on stage. It was kind of, even though, you know, the Australia tour was the last thing I did before going in surgery. So even though that was, you know, amazing, it was also very, very, you know, it took a lot out of me because I was so nervous before getting on stage. I was like, will I last for the whole show? You know, I couldn't sing in anywhere near as what I used to. And that was really, really hard for me. So, the first thing I did, I started, you know, off 2015 with, like, January 4, I went in to do the surgery in Stockholm, and it was really, like, it was very, very scary to wake up and the doctor going, like, okay, you know, you're in pain, they've been cutting in your throat, first of all, and you're groggy, and, you know, they go, okay, so before, you have to be quiet completely now for 5 days, but before we do that, we want you to do a little hum just to know that your voice is there.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. So just thinking, you know, I hope there's a hum now, you know, like the seconds before that. I was like, what? And I just went, I'm like, okay, voice is there. Now don't, you know, make any noise whatsoever the next 5 days. And
your boyfriend's like, this is bliss. This is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I talk all the time. So that was, but I mean, it was, you know, long 2 months of rehab, like rehab voice exercises, getting back, but now I'm back, so... Yeah.
Well, it is great to have you back. And you did a gig in London quite recently. What was that like?
It was amazing. Like, I'm so much more confident now when I go on stage. Like, I've always been, you know, very in touch with my audience and always loved performing. But the last few months before my surgery, I wasn't really feeling that because I was so nervous about my voice. But now I'm just, like, so relaxed and so happy to be up there again. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect since my album isn't out here yet. But, you know, it was, the audience was amazing. They were just so excited and they sang along to like every song. I'm like, how do you know all these words? Like you, I'm like, you don't even need me. Go ahead. So, yeah, it was really amazing. It was perfect.
And I read something recently about your gigs. I mean, you're very excitable on stage and very in touch with your audience. Is it right? You're just like, right, everyone just get naked. Everyone take off your clothes.
Yeah, I tend to do that quite a bit, actually. I was going to on this show, but I didn't know that. I didn't think it was an all ages show, which it apparently was. I figured out because I actually usually do a little, like, I don't know, flash or something.
Oh, wow.
Because then it's easier to get people to take their clothes off. I just like to get a little crazy with it. And but while I was like on my way to kind of flashing a little, I saw this boy in the first row that was maybe like 11, and he was with his mom, and I was like, she was looking at me and I was looking at her and looking at him,
and the boy's
like,
got his thumbs up going, go for it. Yeah.
And the mom was kind of just wanting to kill me with her eyes, so I kind of like, I can't do it. So I actually didn't ask my London audience to get undressed, but okay. I think some of them did anyway, actually.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
well, my mate went to the gig in any excuse for him, so
okay.
But yeah, so I read something, you got like bras and stuff thrown at you on stage. It's like back to the good old days.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. I got a bra thrown at me at, when I played New York the other week. That was great. Yeah.
More gigs around the West Midlands soon, please.
Yes.
Now we've got to talk about the album Queen of the Clouds, which is out May 11th, next Monday. It's a sort of three-part love story, I've heard. What's the story behind it then?
It's kind of, I guess, the pattern that most of my relationships have gone, I guess. So it's divided into the sex, the love, and the pain, which pretty much just, tells, I think it's like that most ways, like anything that starts passionately ends in pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever you go through in between is kind of like this, you know, very emotional love and hate, up and down, back and forth, very intense, path or whatever. So it's very personal, obviously. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very, very proud of it. And it's, you know, all I've written, co-written all the songs. So it's all my words and, you know, very much from me to all my fans, and I think a lot of people will relate.
Oh, definitely, I think so. Yeah. It seems it's all very honest and open, and like you say, I mean, you take the last single you had was very true to how you live your life. How do your sort of family and friends and boyfriend feel about hearing all this stuff come out?
Well, I guess my parents they're very proud, but they're also very worried. I think they're not, they don't mind, you know, all the sex and the dirty stuff. I think they have more of an issue with the drugs stories in there. but they have some friends that are really prude. They're a little posh. So some of their friends, you know, are like, you know, how can you accept this? but I think my mom's like secretly, you know, a rebel deep inside. So she's kind of like, she thinks it's pretty cool. I think my dad's a little bit more like, did you really have to, you know?
Yeah.
But they're so sweet about it. They've just really accepted who I am.
They were young ones. They can pretend as much as they want, but they were young ones.
They were young ones, exactly.
We have all been there. Tuvalu. Tuvalu, it has been lovely having you back on the show tonight. Thank you so much for coming to Free Radio.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And the album is out on May 11th, next Monday. It's called Queen of the Clouds. The new single, Talking Body, is out on Sunday. Let's stick it on Free Radio now. Go on, introduce it.
Ah, here we go. I'm Tuvalu, and this is Talking Body on Free Radio.